Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. Coming up this Saturday, April 28th at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Salvation Army is hosting their second annual Fooling Around with Cars, a fundraiser for the Salvation Army's Boys and Girls Club. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Major Ray Morton, Shreveport Corps Officer, and Paige Smith, Executive Director of the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club. Thanks and welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. So, Major Morton, tell me a little bit about what this event is, and how did you guys decide to go with the hot rod kind of concept or the car show?
Well, you know, we had some staff previously last year when we were looking to start the car show, and they were huge car enthusiasts, and we just felt like it was such a successful event last year. We just really wanted to carry it through and kind of make it part of our tradition.
And this is something for kids to come out and fool around
with. Well,
too,
with everybody.
It? Yeah.
You know, frankly, grown-ups with cars, we can be like kids.
So, oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to, it's open for everybody.
I have many friends who love their hot rod Lincolns. So what kind of cars can compete in this show? Is this something for my old beat-up truck, you know, the jalopy, or is this something for special cars?
You know, if you want to register your beat-up truck, I can't promise that you're going to win anything, but we do have some judges who are going to come in. We've got trophies we're giving out for really for 10 different categories. We're going to have a best in show. We're going to have all sorts of different trophies and judgings that are going to go on. The winners are going to be people who have really invested to try and restore the cars.
Right. Okay. So my car goes from 0 to 30 in about 2.5 minutes, so probably not going to compete very well.
I hear you. But it's everything from motorcycles, cars, trucks. I mean, anything that you've been working on, it's got your labor of love as far as restoration. Come on down, look and see what other people are bringing, and just enjoy looking at each other's and talking about your vehicles.
Now, there is a fee for registration, and that is part of the fundraising
event.
That's right. So tell them about the fee. There's first car fee, second car fee, and so on.
That's right. And you can do all of those car fees, like you mentioned. It's, I think, $30 for the first car, and then it might go up a little for the second car. Right. But you can register from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at the location where we're doing the car show, which is the Boys and Girls Club over at 2821. Greenwood app.
And you get some nice swag if you register too, don't
That's
you?
That's right. That is right.
It comes with a t-shirt and also some information from some local vendors.
And who's going to be delivering food there? Because I know you've got food vendors there as well, right?
We do. We've actually got two. We're doing some hot dogs off of our mobile kitchen unit that you might see around disaster time. This is not a disaster. We are still distributing. There'll be, you know, chips, drinks,
if I bring my car, it's a disaster. So,
and I know we've got Operation Barbecue Relief is doing some. I don't know if they're doing pork or brisket. Is it
pork?
They're doing pulled pork sandwiches, so that'll be great. Fresh barbecue if you're looking for that as well. So there'll be a lot of different things you can eat as you're walking around looking at the cars.
And now down to the brass tacks. This is really a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. And like so many other organizations trying to reach out to youth in our area and get them involved in something other than self-destructive behavior. So tell us what the Boys and Girls Clubs are up to.
Well, the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club is a summer program, and it's an after-school program. Currently, we're running from 3 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. We serve with youth ages 6 through 18, and it's free. We offer a place for them to have a hot meal, have a snack, do their homework, participate in character and leadership events, and also do sports and recreation. And we also have a summer program coming up. So this Fooling Around with Car Show is really going to help us fund the summer program that's going to start June 1st from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. and we'll have youth ages 6 through 18 again participating in all different types of recreation activities.
But you're also year-round, are you not?
Yes, we are year-round. We are open as long as the schools are open, we're open, and then when schools are out, we're open even longer. So okay. It's a place for the kids to come in and have a positive relationship with caring adults and to get some needed help.
I know I've worked with the Lighthouse program and others, and so these are all different organizations trying to find ways to get kids from going out and scampering around like I did when I was a youth and getting in trouble and finding positive ways to direct them in their lives.
Yes, and we have youth from all over Shreveport-Bossier. Our summer program has a mixture. We have kids that come from Bossier, from Greenwood, and so it's for everybody. Now, our summer program does have a fee, but our after-school program is free, and so that's what we're here about, is providing services for that.
And how many kids do you normally have, like, during a given day come into the program?
So we average somewhere around 75 to 85 kids a day,
okay.
Monday through Friday, and then we also do, like I said, we do extracurricular sports activities where we average a whole nother set of kids, probably about 45 kids on Saturdays and Sundays.
Do you work with the other Salvation Army organizations around the state and have it like anything like intramural sports or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, and that's what we, through our recreation and our sports department, we contact other Salvation Armies, other Boys and Girls Clubs. We play in basketball tournaments and football tournaments. And so we keep in touch.
And I just want to brag on it because they are killing it when we go out of town for the tournament.
Ah, winners, so, huh?
Yes.
All right. All right. So, do you have a team name?
Yeah, we have six teams.
Okay.
So we have youth ages 8 through 16 that play. We have six teams with almost six different names, depending on what sport it is. So
okay.
It's Boys and Girls Club somewhere in there.
Right. So, all right. And I know, you know, with events like this, usually there's a place for businesses who would like to sponsor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How do businesses in this community, because there's so many businesses that are involved in so many different charitable activities. So if you're talking to a business out there and they're interested in this, how do they get in touch with you to get involved?
Well, you know, you can give us a call at 424-3200. That's our phone number. If you're interested in sponsoring, we do still have some sponsorships available. Right now, our primary sponsor is Taco Bell. We just want to say thank you to them for really stepping up and helping be one of our major sponsors. But we do still have sponsorships available. And with that, you know, come different packages as far as T-shirts and us mentioning you as we do our 50-50 raffle that we're going to do, as we do our door prizes. There's lots of different ways that you can participate and kind of reach this demographic that's coming to our car show and in that area in the Queensboro neighborhood. And so please give us a call, 424-3200.
And you just did a co-event with Buffalo Wild Wing, did you not?
That's right.
Yes, we did. Buffalo Wild Wings is a national partner of Boys and Girls Club of America. And so on that day, 10% of the proceeds from both stores, the Shreveport and Bossier store, will go to sponsor sports programs at the Boys and Girls Club. So yes, we did. And that was an awesome event.
And we'll give them a shout out for that.
Amen.
So
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And how about average citizens? There's a lot of philanthropic value in this community, and people want to contribute. How do they get a hold of you and contribute, and what can they do donation wise or volunteer wise and things like that?
That same way, the Facebook, I'll let Paige talk about volunteering.
Okay.
But you know, you can go to any of our Facebook sites. We've got Facebook as far as Boys and Girls Club, we've got Facebook for the Salvation Army here locally in Shreveport, and you can donate that way, or once again, 424-3200. We have, you know, 200 East Stoner is our mailing address if you'd like to mail something in. But there's tons of volunteer opportunities, too.
And you also do a rehab up at the Stoner
location,
right?
So
for people who are on the streets or who are substance abuse problems, veterans and the like, there are a lot of places that Salvation Army is really doing some fundamental groundwork in helping with the homeless problem and the substance abuse problem in this area.
And part of the Boys and Girls Club is we want to start fighting the problem earlier.
Get them before they get out there on the street. Exactly.
Yes, and if there are people who want to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club in our programming, they can call us at 318-636-3313, and we can set up volunteer opportunities. If they want to make in-kind donations, they can also drop those off at our location at 2821 Greenwood Road or any Salvation Army location, and we'll put them in a place. We got a lot of stuff for them to do.
All right. And so, for this event, all the proceeds are going to the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right.
Yes, and
that's
it will help to sponsor our summer programs and our after-school program.
Okay. And any final thoughts you'd like to share with folks?
I just want to thank you, everybody, for all of their support, you know, year-round, not just at this event, but in all of our events. It's just great to be a part of this community and these communities that are really trying to make a difference where they live. So thank you, and thank you all to the listeners.
All right. Paige, any final thoughts?
No, we're just really excited about this event. We want you guys to know that the Boys and Girls Club is here for youth development. So if you ever need any questions about youth development or you want somewhere safe and positive for your child to go, they can always come to the Boys and Girls Club, and our doors are always open.
All right. Paige and Major Ray, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Major Ray Morton, Shreveport Corps Officer with the Salvation Army, and Paige Smith, Executive Director of the Salvation Army's Boys and Girls Club. And they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about their second annual Fooling Around with Cars, a fundraiser for the Salvation Army's Boys and Girl Club. This event takes place this Saturday, April 28th, with registration taking place from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by the car show from 10 to 2 p.m. Yes, there will be prizes and trophies. And the Salvation Army's Boys and Girls Club is located at 2821 Greenwood Road in Shreveport. For details on how to register, call 318-424-3200. That's 318-424-3200. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Boys, I got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.